Before we jump into today's episode, I have something special for you. If you've been thinking about writing a book but aren't sure where to start, I want to personally invite you to my free Idea to Outline workshop. In this free session, I will guide you through the exact steps to take your book idea and turn it into a clear, actionable outline. It's time to stop feeling overwhelmed and start taking the right steps towards writing your best-selling book. The workshop's completely free, and you can sign up today by clicking the link in the show notes. I can't wait to help you bring your book to life. Now let's get into today's episode. Who would have thought balancing business and writing your book can be so hard? Now, I know you want to find the time, the energy, and the motivation to write your book, and I know automatically you're thinking, shit, it is super tough, especially when you're already juggling so much inside your business. But with the right approach, it's not only possible, it's also super fulfilling and rewarding knowing that you can actually be productive and write your book. So that's what I'm going through in this episode. I'm going to share practical tips that's going to help you stay productive, help you stay motivated, help you stay on track while writing your book without letting your business suffer as well, or results suffer, or energy suffer, and all that kind of stuff. Now, I'm sure you've heard this before, but when I was writing the 6 pillars of a rewarding life, it took me 3 years to write, and I didn't have a business then. It wasn't easy. Like, it was not easy. Some days I'd feel too drained to even write the book. Other times I'd write only to feel guilty that I wasn't focusing on life and all that kind of stuff. But through trial and error and actually going through the process, I found methods that have worked to really maintain the balance between the two. And I'm excited to share those with you today, because these methods that I'm talking about today, these are the methods that helped me actually rewrite the 6 pillars of rewarding life in 6 months. So it did take me 2.5 years to find that out, but I rewrote 6 pillars of rewarding life in 6 months. I published that, worked on my next book, got that published in 6 months. And then after I finished that, worked on Publish to Impact, which is my recent book, which is where this podcast has come from. That was published in 6 months there. So technically 18 months to publish 3 books, which I think when you look at it, that is super productive. So I'm going to share all that stuff with you today. Now, tip number one is to set clear boundaries for writing and for business. It's easy to let one thing lead into the other when you're managing both your business and the writing as well. But setting clear boundaries, like you do inside your business as well, you set clear boundaries in terms of your lifestyle, you set clear boundaries in terms of working with clients, it's going to allow that mental focus when you start clearing and setting your boundaries to set you up to write. And I know, and I always bang on about this, but without structure, it's easy to start writing only to get distracted by emails or business tasks. And this stops you from making the meaningful progress on your book. Think about all those micro decisions you make every day and the ultimate distraction from picking up your phone to sending an email or seeing an email come through as you're working on something else. That mental energy takes up so much damn time. So you want to be able to set boundaries to focus on the writing. How you can do that is to create a dedicated writing time that is completely supportive of your lifestyle. What I mean by this is treat it like a non-negotiable appointment with yourself. It could be early mornings or it could be an hour in the evening. You want to be able to stick to this schedule religiously, because this time is when you're going to actually create the habit. It's when you're going to become consistent, and it's going to basically be undistracted writing sessions, and they're way more productive than trying to write in scattered moments. And what I always say to clients too is when they write their book, try stack it with the behavior that they've done that gives them a good feeling. Now, what I mean by that is if you go to the gym and you're feeling good after the gym, it's very easy to go and write because you're feeling good, you've got the energy, you've got the motivation. It then becomes a good point for you, especially if you struggle to write. You're going to allow your creativity to flow. So off the back of feeling good, find out in your days, when do you feel the best? And then lock in a writing time. Just has to be an hour, can be half an hour, book in a writing time after you've performed a certain behavior that makes you feel good. Tip number two is to break your book into manageable chunks. Because writing a book, yeah, totally, it's overwhelming, especially when you're already running a business and the last thing you want to think of is, I've only done 500 words and I've got 10, 15 chapters to go. The secret to staying productive and motivated is to break the process into small, achievable chunks. We hear this all the time, and there's a reason why we hear it all the time, because it works. So focus on writing in smaller pieces. You're going to avoid the mental fatigue that comes from trying to tackle the whole book at once, but it's also going to keep your progress consistent too. And how to implement this is to have your book Bible, which is your book outline. So outlining your book, breaking that down into chapters and breaking those chapters into sections even, set a goal to complete one small section at a time and celebrate that. So for example, your introduction might be 1500 words. If you write 500 words a day for 3 days, you finish your introduction. There you go. Congrats. Celebrate that. You want to start to make it so easy for yourself, so easily mentally, that you're just super confident in going ahead and writing your book. Make it as easy as possible for yourself, because that's what's going to get your book written. Now, tip number three is to use your business to fuel your writing. And I think this is really a no-brainer, but I think so many business owners, they don't think of it like this. Instead of seeing your business and writing as separate tasks, I know I did say before to treat them separately, but don't for this particular tip. Try and integrate them, because your business can actually be a source of inspiration and content for your book. So you can look inside your business. What content can you bring out of that and into your book? So the stories you share, the challenges you have, the lessons you've learned, think about all those experiences while running your business, and it's going to make great material for your book. Now, as you go about your daily business, just write down ideas, lessons, anecdotes that you think of that could be useful in your book, and you'll be surprised about how much content you can generate just by paying attention to the things that you're already sharing with clients or with colleagues as well. It's not only going to save time, but it's going to make sure your book stays relevant to your business and to your audience as well. Tip number four is to leverage accountability and stay on track. Writing a book, it can be a process that you can go at alone, which I don't recommend, because it's going to be hard to stay motivated. And one way to overcome this is to build accountability into your routine.
Just interrupting this episode with a quick reminder. If you want to become an author in 6 months and create more income, influence, and impact in your industry, then join the Idea to Impact waitlist. It's perfect for business owners and experts looking to become best-selling authors. Check out the Idea to Impact link in the show notes, and we'll let you know when spots open up. Now let's get back to the episode.
When you're accountable to somebody else, you're more likely to stick to your writing goals, even when it's tough to find time. If you have that support to reach out and say, hey, look, I'm struggling on this day. This is how I'm feeling. What can I do about it? The accountability and clarification is going to be so beneficial to you. So share your book writing goals with someone that you trust. It could be a friend. It could be a business partner. It could be a book coach. It could be Idea to Impact. You know, we build in regular accountability check-ins to help stay on track. And it's amazing how knowing that someone else is expecting progress can push you through those writer blocks or those busy periods inside, which you're no doubt going to have. But having someone to check in with you makes the world of difference. And to be honest, not wait years to publish your book. So accountability is something that is super important to get your book published in a relatively good timeline. All right, let's move to tip number five, which is to accept imperfection and to focus on progress. One of the biggest obstacles business owners face when writing is the pressure to make every word perfect. But you don't want to aim for perfection on that first draft, because it's going to be a recipe for frustration and a recipe for burnout. Because writing is a process. Your first draft doesn't have to be perfect. And to be honest, it's not going to be perfect. It just needs to exist. You just need to birth it. Once it's on the page is when you can then refine it, and you can actually start to visualize how it's going to look inside a book. And you're going to be more confident knowing that you've got a draft there. Now you just got to work with it. So give yourself permission to write a messy first draft, which is how it should be. It should be messy. It's supposed to be messy. It's a creative process. Anything that we do creatively for the very first time is going to be messy. So focus on getting your ideas out without worrying too much about perfect grammar or structure. And once you then have a complete draft, you can go back and polish it. And this is where you want to remember progress over perfection. And I always say to my clients, and always say to people inside Idea to Impact, don't edit as you go. It is one of the biggest keys, because it's mentally fatiguing to constantly going back on your work and not moving forward. It's kind of like when you're constantly rehashing things inside your business it's so draining and you can't be creative enough to keep moving forward. And just trust in that process and trust in the tools you have to keep going. So not editing as you go is super important in the first draft process. And tip number six, now we're on the last tip, it's to reward yourself for the milestones in the process. Motivation is super hard to sustain, especially over the long haul when you're writing a book, which is why it's important to celebrate the progress along the way and celebrate them with your audience, because your audience are going to celebrate with you too. And it's going to keep you going. It's going to keep you motivated. It's going to keep you excited because you're essentially showing up for them. Yeah, you are showing up for yourself. And when you have a published book, you're going to be super proud. But you're writing the book to make an impact, and that impact is going to be in the lives of others, which are the people who you're writing the book for. So by sharing your milestones with them is a rewarding feeling in itself. So the small rewards that you have, whether it's, like I said before, whether it's completing an introduction, whether it's completing a chapter, second chapter, third chapter, those rewards are going to keep you motivated, especially during the challenging times. So the milestones are going to remind you that you are making progress even when the end feels far away. And this is what we do inside Idea of Impact too, is we set specific milestones. So we complete a chapter or you hit a certain word count and then you get a one-to-one coaching session with me after you've hit a certain milestone. You know, there's certain different things that you can do if you're going at it alone as well to have that reward for the milestones too. You know, you could have a weekend getaway for finishing the first draft. These rewards, they're going to give you something to look forward to and to really create that positive reinforcement for your writing habits too. Because I always say that first draft is always the hardest because a lot of the time we don't know how to deal with it or what it's going to look like or what we're writing about, but it's why I'll always go back to the structure. And yes, we need that structure when it comes to writing a book. So balancing business and writing, it may not always be easy, but the strategies that I've mentioned, it's absolutely achievable because that's what helped me become a two-time best-selling author. It's what helped me write 3 books in 18 months. It's what helped me start Idea to Impact, start my business too. So set boundaries for your writing time, break your book into manageable chunks, integrate your business into your writing process, stay accountable, and focus progress over perfection. So most importantly too, remember to celebrate each step forward because your book will become a reality before you know it and your business is going to thank you for it. So thanks for joining me on today's episode. If you're ready to start writing your book, you need support on staying productive and motivated, join the Idea to Impact waitlist in the show notes. Get your free book writing starter kit. There's just so much value in there. It shouldn't really be free, but it is. But until next time, catch you on the next episode and turn your ideas into the impact it deserves.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take your book idea to the next level and make a real impact, check out the show notes for a direct link to our Idea to Impact program. You'll find everything you need to know about how we can help you turn your book idea into a best-selling book. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more people on the journey to becoming an author. Until next time, we'll catch you on the next one.